Welcome. Today I'm talking with Rick Evans, the Chief Administrative Officer with Clearwater County. Good day, sir.
Good day. How are you, Jerry?
Good. Welcome to our podcast interview. We've been trying to get you on for a little while. I guess the first thing to start off with is, so you're the Chief Administrative Officer, or CAO. What does the CAO do?
The CAO takes direction from council. So as you're well aware, we have seven councillors elected every 4 years, and they govern. So they set policy, they set the structure in which this municipality will look like, how we'll act, and the rules. It is my job to take that direction and implement it. So ensure that every department is operating that complements and complies with council's direction.
Okay. And that means you have to be familiar not only with the strategy and direction of current council, but more or less all the bylaws and rules that both the province and the county have set down even before.
Absolutely. It's extremely important that I'm familiar with the Municipal Government Act. The MGA directs municipalities. A lot of people don't understand that municipalities aren't a government. We're incorporated, much like any other company. We're created by the province. So because we're created by the province, we have to operate like a government, act like one, but we're not. So the Municipal Government Act actually sets the criteria and the rules in which we operate. So that governs us and council, and then council approves and accepts and assists in drafting the policies and bylaws at another level that flows down into every municipality. And that's where municipalities act differently. The Municipal Government Act governs all municipalities. The bylaws and policies are personal to a different municipality, which is why we operate different than Lacombe County or Red Deer County, or because it brings it closer to that grassroots community. So,
and each community, like for counties, we cover a large area, but we actually only have a few hamlets and a town and a village within our boundaries, where some counties have many towns, and maybe even a city within their boundaries.
Absolutely, Jerry. Like, Clearwater County is large geographically. For hamlets, we have, of course, Leslieville, Condor, Alhambra, Withrow. For our larger urbans, we have Caroline to the south, Rocky Mountain House is more central. But Clearwater County is so large, we have a lot of urbans we rely on that aren't within our boundaries. A lot of our eastern population out Wall Street, Hespero, they frequent Eckville, Sylvan Lake. To the north, we have Rimby. To the south, we have Sundry. Because we are so large geographically, our population base is more centered around Caroline and Rocky Mountain House. But we do cover over 2 million square acres. So,
and then we have Nordegg, which is even a remote place, further removed from all the other urbans as well.
Very true. Nordegg, we've seen some exciting growth, but like anything in process, you have stages of growth, and I really look forward to, I think it's exciting, trying to anticipate what Nordegg is going to look like when it starts getting a population base that can support some larger amenities, because then I believe, it's that chicken and egg. You need the population to support the business, and you need business to support population, and we're in those that pinnacle area right now, I believe.
So you have worked in public service in Clearwater County for quite some time. What are some of the roles, positions that you've had?
Wow. So actually starting with Clearwater County just before it incorporated, so 1985, and I have seen numerous roles throughout my career, from starting out as a laborer to learning sign bylaws, to installation of signs, to road building, culvert installation, took bridge engineering, became structural. So I project managed bridge installation, also gained education in water sewer, and became certified operators there. part of my degree was also in land use planning. So in 2012, became the director of planning. So I held management roles in public works, migrated over to planning, held that position for 5 years before I became CAO in 2017.
So I'll say to you summer students, you have opportunities to grow a big career, even when you just started on the roadways or the ditches. There are potential opportunities within the county municipal system.
Absolutely, Jerry. When I was a summer student and I was on the crack filling crew, I really didn't envision me here today. And I will say that with Clearwater County's growth, it provided opportunities as well. And I look at Clearwater County today and what we are as an organization to what we were in 1985, and there is no comparison. How we function today and how we have to function today. In 1985, there wasn't the occupational health and safety requirements. So that was a huge difference. The orientation, the training, having qualified people for a qualified position, it was more, you know what, this needs to be done, do it. And it was learn as you go. And that isn't today. The rules of today are far different and it doesn't allow for that. And because that's ever changing, this organization has to ever change. And a lot of times we tend to look at Clearwater County today and say, well, here's how we are. Here's how we're structured today. When rules change, we have to look at that structure and how we do things and how we historically did things and adapt with it. In 1985, in 1995, I will tell you there wasn't the concept of really economic development, of communications. And now those positions are integral to Clearwater County. Public expectation is now communicate, inform. In 1985, they were informed when they drove through the crew and seen you doing it. So those expectations and changes over the last 30 plus years have evolved. And if we don't evolve with and try and do our best to keep up with, I'll tell you, our community expectation, now you're not supplying a service that satisfies the public. And I try and message it out within these walls. We are public servants, and that's a positive thing. You know, and it's self-defining. We serve the public. And if expectations grow, then it is my job to bring that to council and constantly do my best to be in touch with the community and put those expectations to council and say, okay, you know, here's the current expectation and here's the cost of that expectation. And how does that resonate with council?
And so in your many roles and experience, have you seen the responsibilities or the role that municipalities play change over time?
Very much. Part of that is provincial direction. When we incorporated in 1985, we were a local road. Shortly after that, the province handed over, because it's their right, were created by the province for the province, and that's legislated. So they handed over secondary highways. And this organization had to ramp up to take on that amount of infrastructure. Secondary highways was a large undertaking. Highway 752, 598, 761. When we did that, we seen a lot of structural changes. Once transportation went through their structural changes and said, you know what, we're going to privatize our primary highways, and realized, in my opinion, there wasn't enough work to validate the undertaking on that and contract that out, they took back secondary highways, and there was additional structural changes because every municipality in Alberta had secondary highways, then we lost them. That's when you saw like Red Deer County. They said, you know what, 76% of our infrastructure was secondary highways. That dramatically changed how that municipality looked. Well, they went from all in-house activity to we're going to contract out. Clearwater County was very fortunate that we didn't see that impact in those eras, because in 1985, when we were incorporated, the council of the day, they said it was extremely important that our dollars stay within our boundaries. And we're not going to staff up and hire or buy all this equipment. We're going to hire. If it can be supplied locally, we're going to do our best to keep it local. And we're still based on that philosophy today. 80% of what we do is contract based. We have a few of our own gravel trucks, of course, because that makes efficiency sense. It's logistics. But we hire out and hire contract gravel trucks, and that's what formulates our winter gravel program. We have 13 graders, 11 of which are contract. Two are in-house because that's efficiency. You're not going to pay a contract rate for a call-out basis when we get a complaint on a washboardy road. We'll send out one of our own because it's cheaper and more efficient. But honestly, the efficiencies we see in contract, it makes good sense. 11 are contract beats because it's far more competitive that way. So we still operate on that structure. But with the growth of municipalities, we've seen... and structurally, that's called new public management. And we've seen the focus go from how you're doing to the service, from what the service is to how. And today's public is focused far more on how. You know, not just the service, but how are you giving us that service? Is it a service we care about? You can provide the most efficient service in the world, but if it's not a service that the public cares about, it really doesn't matter how you're providing it. And that's where you get into more consultation and more engagement. And we're seeing a lot more emphasis on that. I've seen it in my career, especially the last 10 years.
Now, speaking of our infrastructure, I believe we have around 2,000 kilometers of gravel roads and another 200 and some of paved roads. I mean, that's a lot of roads for really a population of around 11,000 spread out over a big, big area. How much time does it take? You know, we have all those grader beats. It takes a lot of time for people to run up and down those roads and maintain them.
It really does, because it's never just about the road. You know, we can talk property line to property line, road allowance. There's ditch maintenance, drainage programs, re-graveling programs, culvert installations, approach installations for new residences. But Clearwater County goes so much beyond roads. Within that infrastructure, you've got bridges, you've got cattle passes. But, you know, our council, you look at I believe our current count on boards and committees is around 140 plus.
Wow.
Because the engagement into the community in ag societies and libraries and arenas and the partnerships there, it goes way beyond. But you're absolutely right. With that, just that road infrastructure, you know, our policy for snow removal, you know, you need that many beats to cover the roads in a timely manner. We need to accommodate our school buses. Our children need to get in there and they need to get out of their driveway to get onto the road to get into the schools. So you're absolutely right. It takes a number of them. And the diversity of that with the geographic location of these roads, a lot of people don't realize the trunk road, Highway 734, the offshoots of that into Hummingbird and into Pepper's Lake, those are our roads. But there's a lot of provincial road that we have to travel on to get to that couple of miles to grade.
Right.
And it does create challenges. It's not economic because so much of those roads aren't ours. And that's where we look at intermunicipal partnerships as well. The government actually required ICFs, intercollaboration frameworks, looking out at other municipalities saying, you know, when you have 2 miles of Clearwater County road and it's stuck out in the middle of, say, Lacombe County, is that efficient? And municipalities looked across the borders and said, you know what, it's not. We created partnerships where we have Panoka County, actually up in what we call our St. Denis area, which is about 43 kilometers north of Rimby. And they'll grade right through. Same with County Owatasquan. And those partnerships actually save Clearwater County tax dollars a lot of money, because we're not deadheading out to grade a couple of roads, traveling on 50 kilometers of road to grade three.
Now, we're a very large community, and one of the things I'm fascinated by, I think we have 18, 19 community halls spread throughout the community. We've got 15 cemeteries, I believe, that aren't necessarily owned. Some are operated by the county, but most are by very dedicated volunteer groups. I also know, you know, the county supports recreation with finances in Rocky Mountain House and in Caroline as well, in addition to some of our smaller hamlets. I mean, Clearwater County is a very community-focused organization. Have you seen our community change? Well, like, you started in 1985 here. How have you seen our community change over that time?
Well, I think as a longtime resident, you know, with the growth, I've definitely seen change in community. When my kids were born and raised here, I would go into the local co-op for grocery shopping, and my kids would run down an aisle, and I never ever worried about that, because someone in that aisle, I guarantee they knew me and I knew them, and they'd bring my kids back. It's just, it wasn't even a concern. And now I come into town and I'm lucky if I know 10% of the people, and that's growth, you know? So of course that changes. Rural crime, you know, I've seen that become far more of a real issue. You know, when I was a teenager and a young man growing a young family, you know, it was an era when you would leave the keys in your ignition, because if your neighbor needed to use your 4x4 and you were in town, he just used it and parked it, and he usually parked it with a full tank, and you didn't really think about it because that's what neighbors did. I don't see that dynamic anymore, and that's part of growth. And I'm not saying that's a reflection of our citizens. That's a reflection of the growth in our area.
And that might be the province too. Like, that's not just...
Absolutely. I don't think that's centered around Clearwater County. I think that's global. Again, it just equates to growth. With that growth, more people, you have the positives as well. You know, we have, as I stated before, a number of communities, and we're very blessed to have the volunteers to go with that. Globally, volunteers are getting harder and harder to attract, and we're still operating. You know, there are areas where we have those challenges, like any other area. Certain committees are struggling for volunteers. But I will tell you, as a community, because of that level of dedication, we're very blessed here to operate on a lot of volunteerism yet. And that support for Clearwater County saves my tax dollars and yours. It's so positive to have the engagement with the people. Because if they didn't, it would become a service that we'd pay for. So
now you were in charge of planning.
Yep.
For a number of years. I get asked this question once in a while. I'm in the planning department. What is the purpose of planning? What is the purpose of a planning department?
Okay. No, great question. So planning is about land use. And actually, I was just part of a meeting with planning where they're actually debating part of the proposed MDP and creating land zones that would even complement some potential changes should council approve a 5-acre parcel or a 10-acre parcel and what that looks like. But truly, planning is such an important department, because what other department reaches right into your home the way planning does? Not undermining any other department here. We all work as one global team. We all rely on each other. When you travel on a road and it's rough, you know, that's public works. But as far as personal impact, planning has the most authority in the Municipal Government Act, because even the province of Alberta recognizes that planning can reach right into your home. They can create bylaws that restrict the size of your home, the setbacks from your property line, the use of that land. Is it CR, country residential, and therefore your really restricted on the amount of animals versus CRA, country residential agriculture. And you know what? A couple of cows is permitted. And that's personal. When you're buying a piece of property and you have a municipality, a department that's entrusted with creating the rules in which that property looks like, that can't be understated. And the potential for that impact shouldn't be overlooked. So it's crucial to what this municipality looks like, and planning directs that. And when I say that they direct that, they're the ones that are creating the drafts and the potential bylaws come forward for council's approval. So they're critical to what Clearwater County will look like today and will look like in the future.
Yeah, it's been a learning experience for me, because really we want our community to have the best possible quality of life, but it's not just based on what's happened today or in the past. It has to be future looking. It has to be looking to what is the potential of quality of life and jobs and all.
Oh, absolutely, Jerry. Like planning in itself, and again, it's part of the conversation I was just in. As a very young man, married at a young age, 3 children, I could not afford a farm in this municipality for many years. But I saved money. My wife and I bought an acreage, and it was CRA, and I had a couple of cows, and I raised my kids in that rural setting because I could. If our rules didn't allow for that transition today, very blessed, my wife and I have a farm. We run 100 head of cattle. To say I'm busy in the rural lifestyle would be an understatement. But there was many years that if our council didn't have the foresight to allow that transition, I would have been faced with, well, I can't afford a farm, so I need to buy urban. And urban is not who I am. And I'm so grateful that our planning bylaws allowed me the opportunity to raise my kids in a rural setting, even though I couldn't afford a farm. And they were raised chopping wood, milking cows. Our acreage didn't allow for cutting hay, but you know, we fed those animals and looked after them. And I was able to raise my children in a setting that I wanted. And that's part of the vision of Clearwater County, I believe, that I was afforded. So that, again, when we talk about personal impact, that's planning.